be born again, she said. So this is not what she wants, I hear. Or was it simply obey, to combat the fear she accuses with the hate she excuses from all the time before? Repent, she said, like a sword, pushing away all untoward, defending the child she shields from any possibility of pollution holding sway, leaving me again, the boy baby without mother lost in the day, the world a sort of wilderness, the body a burden to bear, no purpose but to be fed, to find the food if I dare. And so it rolls through the years, just that wanting amid the fears. There the little boy desiring amid the candlelight of Christmas between the church pillars as the little girl appears. That first time of holding my heart out before me, its offering in its needing. Then in the dark the vision is receding and suddenly she's gone. And so it goes a-rolling. The singing of that same sad song, the same lamentation of that first loss, echoing endlessly in the choir, rolling on, its chorus confirming as the gathering of moss. And so it is in yesteryear, it was in yesterday, walking in the hot still evening from a you movie on controlling childish emotions called Inside Out 2, with her, the mother dark and sultry, and the dark-haired little girl and me, giving a rose to the former, she passes back to the child, trying to keep outside my view. A red rose of loving, and the little girl opens up its insides, making the petals splay, and hands it back to you. Be born again, she says, as the child goes back inside, and outside again, she says, be born again. You're not good enough inside, I hear. Cycling off into the sort of wilderness full of fear, under the darkening sky, the conversation forever incompleted, feeling like a sort of lie, wondering if this was to be finally farewell before being born again, the last love before I die.